Walt Disney World releases its annual pass holder program for Florida residents. And with things getting pricier by the minute, we brought in pod favorite and Second City comedian Dale Boyer to help us with tips to do Disney on the cheap. We got all those sneaky moves and more Disney nonsense right here on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks
Podcast. Podcast. Podcast.
Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic, the We Like Theme Parks Podcast.
Yo. Bring it back now.
Welcome, foolish mortal. We like
theme parks. Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other really fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Aho, Diz nerds. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista. She's beautiful, brilliant, and hilarious. From the Churro Fund, it's Miriam Kenley. Hey, Miriam.
Hey, thank you for the compliment, Cloud. Well, I love it.
I'm just giving you the Mark Andrade intro, you know? I felt like I should just start on the right foot now that I'm back from my little vacay. I'm actually still kind of on vacay, but we'll get into that. We're also joined today by comedian Diz Nerd. He's also beautiful, brilliant, and hilarious. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Andrada. Hey, Mark.
That is not the first time you've called me beautiful, and I still love it.
You're a handsome man. You're very handsome.
I liked beautiful. I'm into beautiful. I'll take it.
You're beautiful. You have very soft skin.
Thank you.
You do.
You're
you
also
have nice
beautiful.
Eyes. Thanks, man.
Your aww. Beard hair is like a cloud.
So is his head of hair, like actual hair.
Actual
it's
hair.
Very much like an 80s cloud.
An 80s cloud.
Still rocking the Momoa. Thanks a lot.
Exactly.
Man.
It's rocking.
But guys, we are not only having a good time, but we're going to have some double fun because we are joined by a very special guest host because she's at a cottage with me right now while I'm still on vacation. She is Second City comedian and Disney World veteran and the World Showcase Showdown champion. It's Dale Boyer. What's up, Dale?
Where's my beautiful?
I was about to say, you missed beautiful, man.
And beautiful. And oh my goodness, beautiful, brilliant, and hilarious.
I literally was in a lake today.
We were in a lake together. Yeah.
I'm beautiful.
You're gorgeous. We were playing a game in the lake today because we're actually at a cottage that's on the river and it's got a really long current. So I had both of our kids tied to a rope and we're stringing them down the river.
Don't call children.
And they were having the best time. And then we reel them back in anyway. We're on vacation.
We're on vacation.
Yeah, man. So how was doing the show without some Bondo? I listened. They were great. You guys are having a proper Chippendale mess around.
Yeah, it's a real disaster time. It's a disaster
time. What can you expect, you know?
It was not a disaster
time. It was like we went down that river without being tied to the rope, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
I love you guys both doing the hosting together. What do I do now? Well, we do one of these. Yeah, I thought it was great. It was super fun. I think we should do this more, guys, where I just take a day and you guys just fill in. Like, I can still do the show, but you guys host. Can we switch that up?
Sure. Oh, I was like, oh, so you get vacations and
No. I'll still be on the show, but I don't have to do all the baloney. You know what I mean? You get to do the fun stuff.
You're so good at hosting, though.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, guys,
you're mad at being good at something?
I'm all right. I'm a solid 6, right? Mark, 6?
You're 10 out of 10.
You're a 10.
6.5?
No.
Guys, we have a super fun show today. And you know what? I want to start the show with something that we haven't actually talked about because we've gotten a bunch of mail lately. Have you guys been reading any of the mail we've been getting?
No, because you won't give me the password. You won't give me the password to the email.
I've given the password.
We're still locked out.
Did you try it, Miriam? I gave you the stuff. Did you even bother? She didn't even bother. I gave it to her.
I have tried and I couldn't get in, you know?
Did you try again for reals? You didn't even try.
Why are you doing this?
Because I know you didn't try. Don't lie on the podcast.
I did.
Well, anyway, I'll fill you guys in. I did share an email in particular with guys, but here's a couple little things, tidbits people have been emailing us about. One, we got a new friend. His name is Tyler Harper. He sent us a lovely little email. He just found the pod. He really digs it. And he sent this quote, which I thought was kind of fun. It's one of my favorite things is how you guys discuss things like Star Wars, and you're about 80% correct about those things.
Awesome.
And you know what? I think that's pretty accurate. I would say 80% is...
I would argue that I'm 100% correct, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I thought A minus, not too shabby, if you ask me. I thought it was pretty good. Yeah. So, Tyler, thanks, bro. We're so glad you found us. So thanks. Keep us sharp, man. Keep letting us know if it dips under 80. You know, let us know, Holmes. Yeah. We got another friend. It's Brian Peterson, who wanted to mention to you, Mark, that the Muppet Mobile Lab not only appeared at California Adventure, but it was also featured in Tomorrowland and Hong Kong Disneyland.
Oh, neat.
So, yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I wasn't there for that.
I've never been to Hong Kong Disneyland. So, Brian, thanks for listening and thanks for filling us in. Guys, we love hearing from you guys. Hit us up anytime. If you yell at us if we said something wrong, because, you know, we do this all by the seat of our pants. But if you got an idea you want to share or something we don't know, please hit us up. We want to hear about it. And we also got a very long email, but still a lovely email from Sue and Ryan. I shared this one with you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone's shaking their head. There's some California peeps. They're traveling in a mobile home all over. They're heading towards Walt Disney World. They love the show. They listen while they drive. Sue submits to you, Mark, that a better comp is for a vegetable for Bob Chapek instead of a potato would be a oversteamed cauliflower.
I'll go with that. Yeah.
I can see that. Totally.
Any cauliflower like substitute, you know what I mean? Like
cauliflower
rice or
as long as it's overdone. For as long as it's a bit soft.
Right. Yeah. Dale, are you familiar with Bob Chapek?
No.
He's the guy who runs Disney now.
No.
Yeah, right. There you
then
go.
Maybe I have feelings.
Which vegetable is Bob Chapek in your eyes, knowing who he is now?
I don't know, like a turnip. like a turnip when you look and you go like, what is this? A turnip? Rutabaga? No, that's a turnip.
That's rutabaga. It's too nice.
Steamed. I think steamed. Is it steamed or boiled?
Boiled turnip. And then you got to add some sugar to it because it's Christmas dinner. And you're like, no, this is bitter.
And nobody eats it.
I eat it, but you've got to add the sugars to it.
To me, a turnip is just a little bit of color on the table. Nobody actually eats the food. Who's with me?
Oh, no, I like turnip.
You like it? Wow, then you're not Bob Chapek.
I don't know, but it does seem like a very dull, ugly thing. I don't know the man. Please hire me.
Well, our friends Sue and Ryan, they love some Mark. They love Mark's views and how he does things his own way when he goes to the parks. They had a lot of sweet things to say. They wanted to thank Miriam for introducing them to Bounding, and they wanted to mention that they watched Condor Man because of our show. And I just want to say, thank you, Sue and Ryan. You watched Condor Man, but my co-hosts here, I have no desire to watch Condor Man. I propose we watch Condor Man and do a review. Mark, Miriam, are you on board?
I've been saying yes to that since day one.
I might be sick that day.
It sounds like it's on. Somebody might be watching it from their sick bed. Amazing. Fantastic. All right, guys. Well, let's get right into the show because we got so much more Dale Boyer we want to get to.
What?
So let's sell some shirts.
T-Public presents It's Your Shoutout.
T-Public is where you can find all kinds of Disney and Universal shirts. Just go to our website, likingbarks.com. Poke around the page, click on the t-shirt button, and take a look at the shirts. Maybe buy one if you're feeling the vibes. It's a cool way to support us, and you get cool stuff for the parks. This week, I want to give a shout-out to a new friend. This is at See Our Best. They are The Road Less Traveled, featuring one of our friends, Catherine Scooby, and a chef named Terry Foster. They're having a bunch of culinary adventures, off the beaten path, they say. Lots of great pictures of theme park food. So go check them out. It's at See Our Best. And we love Catherine. She's a fan of the show. Catherine, what's up? Big shout out coming your way. Hey, Dale, you want to say hi to somebody?
I'll say hi to the ghost that's in this cottage. Mary, we appreciate you. And we appreciate that you haven't reached out.
Please don't reach out, because we're just going to bring you out on the airwaves here, Mary. We're so happy that This place isn't haunted. I hope it's not haunted. But Dale, you mucked around with the urn today.
I did, because I was on a Zoom. I was on a Zoom with my mother, and my mother kind of did a spiritual reading of the house and said, you guys are fine in there. So I believed her. And then she said, go open the urn. And I listened and I did it.
Right.
Sorry. What did you call? just for our listeners, there is an urn sitting on top of the mantle above a fireplace.
Yes.
Yes.
You rented a cottage.
Yes.
And you walked inside and there's just an urn left there.
There's
other spooky stuff. There's a spindle under that urn.
This is a horror. This is a horror movie. You're in a horror movie.
This is totally a horror. And this is a heritage home. It's not just a cottage.
It's
a horror cottage is what it is, really.
Right.
Ancient horror cottage. It's spooky.
It's a cabin in the woods.
Yeah. It's a cabin on the river.
It's cabin on the river. Yeah, that's what it is. It's
terrifying.
She's spooky. But yeah, this whole house is spooky. Like, it's really kind of narrow.
It's spooky. It's got, like, the beams in the roof, the ceiling of the one we're in. This is, like, the main kitchen room that once was.
This was built in the 1840s. Like, every step is a creaker.
Do you know how many people have been born in this room?
Oh, my goodness.
Because people used to get born, like, well, still do, get born in, like, your kitchen. And this was the kitchen. And it's, like, 180 years old, this house. Right here.
Be the kitchen? You don't think a bedroom?
Sometimes a bedroom, but sometimes a kitchen.
They wanted to be close to the fireplace. This fireplace is like something.
You also spread newspapers a lot easier in a kitchen.
It looks
right?
So scary. Look how scary this thing is. It's the scariest fireplace I've ever seen in my life.
I'm going to talk to it later.
Oh, don't. Don't look up it. Don't. Dale's just stirring a pot here. And
you want to really
be nervous.
Listen, I have people in my family who have the gift. And I think, and I believe them. I believe them. So I'm like, I'll mess around. I'll talk to Mary a little bit, but I don't want her to talk back. And she knows I don't want to talk to her, really.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine? Chris in the middle of the night comes downstairs to get himself a glass of warm milk. And Dale is just sitting in front of an empty fireplace, just having a chat.
Just going, serpents and spiders, tail of a rat. Come on, it's wherever you're at.
Terrifying.
Actually, today I was walking out the door, and like right at the front door, there's a hallway. And at the end of the hallway, Dale was there with like a light shine on her face. And she's like, hello. And I was like,
it was the middle of the night.
Was it the middle of the night?
It was last night.
Oh, man, that scared
me. And I was like, my favorite house to play pranks in.
I was like, I'm just going to stand here. I'm not going to try to scare him. I'm just going to stand at the end of this hall.
It did it. It worked.
That's a scary.
What did you even say? It was just like, Chris.
I just said, hey. because I believe in pressure scares. I don't need a startle scare. A pressure scare. No. You know, Chris and I have directed haunted houses, as a matter of fact. And a pressure scare is worth it. Better than a startle scare.
Yeah.
For sure.
I got pressured last night. I felt that pressure. I need to change my drawers after that one. All right. I think we have some more. We have some news today, Miriam. Let's get into some of that.
We have a couple pieces.
All right. Here we go.
Talking about news.
Okay. We have some new pass details. Disney World is finally ready to sell some annual passes again to people who let theirs expire or brand new passes. So all of those go on sale on September 8th. Reservations will be required for all visits. Bonus reservations will be available from time to time. I don't know what that means other than like maybe they'll, I don't know if they're going to send you a text like, hey, there's some bonus reservations you can
make.
Not really sure what that is going to look like. There's a new calendar to manage your bookings easier. And monthly payments available for Florida residents at every tier. The things that are not included anymore are photo pass and water parks, which used to be included with the highest tier. Now there's no photo pass or water parks for any tier. Theme park parking is included at every tier. So that's different than Disneyland. We only have it on the highest one.
Right.
Savings up to 20% on dining and merch. And that's every pass. And we only have that on the highest one at Disneyland. So a little better than Disneyland. Also, you're getting a few less things. And you can pass holders can continue to book reservations for their entire length of stay at Disney hotels without it counting against their pass reservation count. So there you go. There's four different tiers.
Mm-hmm.
And the pricing goes like this. They have really dumb names. So these are even worse than the key names.
All right, bring it.
First is the Disney Pixie Dust Pass, and that's $3.99. Mm-hmm. Up to 3 reservations at a time, Florida residents only. The next one is the Disney Pirate Pass, $6.99, up to 4 reservations at a time, also Florida residents only. Mm-hmm. Next is Disney Sorcerer Pass, and that's $8.99, up to 5 reservations at a time, and this one is open to Disney Vacation Club or Florida residents. And the last one is the worst. It's the Disney Incredipass. And it's $1,299, up to 5 reservations at a time, and available to everyone. No blackout dates on that one.
Nobody likes this name, Incredipass. I hear so many people complaining about it.
It's bad. It's so lame. I don't know. And what is the Pirate Pass doing in there? What does that have to do with anything?
You know, see what the problem is? The problem is they messed with the formula, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you could just, why can't you just be normal?
Like, yeah, just gold. I like the color.
Silver, gold, platinum, diamond. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just name the passes what the passes should be named. All of this pirate, Jiminy Cricket pass. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
What is the mean? Like, does this have some kind of significance? Is there symbolism in this pass? No, it's not. Just call it what it is. It's a silver pass.
There's not even any form of like measurement in it. If you were like, oh, do it in like time decades or something, times or something that would suggest the size or scale of them. But I do not understand what a pixie dust, how is less than a pirate. I don't understand.
Yeah. Like, what is greater, a fairy or a pirate? Like, I would argue the fairy kicks the pirate's butt. Right?
Yeah.
100%. Right.
Yeah. I mean, if they wanted to do that, they should have done pauper, peasant, all the way up to princess, right?
Oh my gosh, could you imagine?
Yeah, they should have just called it what it was.
My pauper pass.
Here's your poor passes, folks.
You can only go on Mondays. Here you go.
Yeah, please.
Peasant gets a little more. Princess.
Every other third weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. The Florida blackout calendar looks a lot better than the Disneyland one.
Sure.
The Pixie Dust Pass, which you guys have already forgotten, is the Florida residents only. It looks like they're only blacked out on weekends. Everything else is pretty much open. So they don't have like a full summer blackout like Disneyland does.
Right.
And then the rest of the passes hardly have any blackout dates. So that's friendlier than Disneyland. And they're about the same prices, and you get like 4 parks. Actually, they're cheaper than Disneyland. So that's that.
Right, but they're more than they were. A good chunk, it would seem.
Yeah, like the highest pass for Disneyland is $1,400, and this one is $1,299.
I got a bit of a bone to pick with them taking away the photo pass.
So there is a caveat to that. You can add photo pass for $100. So say you're getting the highest pass, $12.99, then it's $13.99.
Still, man, that's $100. And then it's $100 extra for the water parks as well, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on. Like, ugh.
It's also dumb because it's like, that's basically free engagement. You just give it to people. They're going to use the photo pass. They're going to post the pictures.
I have a theory on why they're doing that. And I think it's to get rid of actual photographers in the park. They've been trying for years by putting in those dumb photo boxes that just take your picture instead of a real person. I feel like this is one more chip away at the photo pass to get rid of actual cast members, which bums me out big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what the trick is there. I don't know about the water parks. Maybe they're sick of like doing gator detail. I'm not sure. I don't know why they're not adding those in.
Well, this just, I mean, again, this has just been this whole week since Genie Plus came out or was revealed, which we don't know everything about. I mean, it was pretty broad, but it's been pretty scathing as far as fans go. People haven't been thrilled about it. I know you guys talked about it on the show while I was away. And I just feel like right now there's been a lot of heat on the whole Bob Chapek Express for this whole Genie Plus and the Lightning Lane and the a la carte ride things. And I know you guys covered it on the pod while I was away, but it's leaving a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. And then now on the Florida side of things, again, prices remain the same, creeped up a little bit and took away a bunch of stuff. It's a tight squeeze right now. And you got to wonder when people are going to break and say, that's it. Do you think we're at that point? Or do you think this wasn't a big change?
I don't think this is a big change. And I don't think that, no, I don't at all. And I don't think people are going to hit a breaking point. What are they going to say? Listen, that's it. I'm not going to go to the parks anymore. You think people are really going to say that? I don't think so. I think that the people who are really going to go to the parks are always just going to go to the parks. I don't think that somebody's going to be like, well, that's it for me. My foot is down and I'm never going back. And if that $15 is what does it, then I mean, I don't know what to tell you. And I mean, I said this last week and I'll say it again, like, you know, and I said this about the Star Wars thing too. Like, you know, your problem is capitalism. That's your problem. Like, if you're upset that the prices are going up, you're upset about the, you know, this is not affordable. It's like, it's not affordable to a lot of people. It's already not affordable. It wasn't affordable 10 years ago. So, like, it just continues to be unaffordable. Like, what are we talking about?
I think you're talking about the experience. I don't know. I have a problem with it.
Preach, Dale. Preach.
Let Dale preach.
Yeah. Sure.
Here's my problem with it. You do this and you go, okay, now we're going to nickel and dime you up and we're going to ask a little bit more. We're going to ask a little bit more and you're going to ask a little bit more. And then you, now for me, my experience personally, I get to the park. I'm like, guys, this better be right. You better have it right. You better give me what I want. I'm paying you extra. I'm paying you for this service. And then it better pay off the way that I need it to. And if quite frankly, my last few visits to Disney, they're not paying it off the way that I am expecting them to do. They're falling through the gaps. There's crazy stuff that's happened. We've had crazy things happen to my family while we've been there that I can't help but think from the last one, you know, when I went 20 years ago with my family, it's like, this never would have happened. And it's just this kind of like, they keep pulling out services and at the same time, not delivering on the expectations. Listen, you want me to pay extra money, and then you're going to give me more. I'm here for it. That's great. That's fantastic. Let's do that. But that's not the experience. That's not what's happening. And I also think, you know, as someone with a family or whatever, I'm going to go and I'm going to sit there and I'm going to go like, okay, so now I'm in the park and I've paid my money and I'm here. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And I accept the fact that I accept the fact that I'm on a budget and I'm not going to pay the extra for whatever, whatever. Right.
Right.
So now you're going to face me with it every single time of what I'm not going to pay. Every single time you're facing me with it, you can go on this for an extra $3 plus your whole family, but there's 10 of you. So that's $30. So you can do that extra if you want to.
$3 would be beauty.
It would be, right? But it's like, it's not, but it's like these paper play confrontations is like everywhere you have to go. You have to keep saying yes or no, yes or no, yes or no. And if we know there's choice atrophy already, like, can we not just have an experience where we go and we have like a good time? Why do I have to keep adding, monetizing every single moment for my own experience? I want to be able to like pay my money and go in and have a good time.
Right.
Even if it's expensive, add an extra $15 to the day. Like, don't make me pay $7 and then through my whole family. Like, it's ridiculous. That's my feeling. Guys.
But am I misunderstanding? But they're not asking you to do that, right? That's if you want to skip the line. Like, that's the VIP, like fast pass kind of thing. You can still 100%. Ride the ride.
No, of course. But in the option of it, of being like, well, this is the option, this is how it's going to work. You are confronting me with a choice to do it or not. Now, listen, you might think it's easy to say no to that option, or you might think it's easy to say yes. But the truth is, it's another pay point. It's right. Another purchase transactional point in the park, in the process, right? And I get it, dynamic pricing, blah, blah, blah. We're going to add more of this. We're going to pay. It's going to cost more on a Saturday, you know,
of course.
But every time you confront your customer and ask them, pay a little bit more, pay a little bit here, pay a little bit there, instead of saying, can we just like, it's kind of the beautiful thing about a theme park. It's what sucks about going to a carnival and putting out your tickets and going, every single time I have to give you my 3 tickets to go on the Tilt-A-Whirl, instead of just saying, can I just pay $60 and go on the Tilt-A-Whirl as much as I want? Yeah. Yeah, girl, go do the Tilt-A-Whirl as much as you want.
And you can get on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
And then I go, okay, yeah. I'll pay my $60 instead of sitting here and paying $3. That's how I feel about it.
I think I'm somewhere in the middle because a part of me says, hey, if you got the money to skip the line and you want to skip it, pay that money. If it's going to somehow reduce the line in the standby line, or somehow make my park day easier, then I'm all for it. And again, I have the choice if I want to pay to skip some each e-ticket attractions, but not all, right? And that's what this, you know, this new option is about. But one of the things that they're touting is that this is going to like economize your day. And so it'll basically tell you what times you should go see the rides that you really want to go on. I guess we'll see how effective that is. And if they're making enough revenue from some of these people just throwing money down to skip the line on these big rides, on Web Slingers, on Rise, you know, great. If it's gonna, if you're gonna get that revenue that you need, and my park day is gonna be, you know, a little cleaner, a little easier to get on things, because you know, before the COVID, things were getting tight. And what I also like about all this is that, well, I mean, I don't like it for me, but I like it for everyone, is that there's no more of this 60 days out fast pass business. You're just going to be able to kind of go and do your thing.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of guy that booked those fast passes, and I got, you know, on 60 days out, 7 o'clock in the morning, bing, bang, boom. So I liked the system because I knew I would get the rides I want to get.
Yeah, but that's only three of them. And then you have to deal with the mess while you're there to try and get more.
Yeah. And listen,
now you don't have to do that. It's just like MaxPass, and MaxPass is the best. So I think you guys are just not used to paying for it on the East Coast. They've already trained the West Coast for a really long time. You actually get it at a discount because it was $15 for Disneyland before, and now it's $20. So.
I just think there's something to be said about the magic. And this cuts into what Dale was saying. It better be good. It better be right. Look, this all started with soap and shampoo. Do you remember when they changed it in the value hotels? They're like, no more soap and shampoo for you. We're going to stick it on the walls so you can't take this stuff home.
Yeah, and then that's the good, things. Though. I'm glad then, they do that.
Oh, you don't want to take some
so
home?
Wasteful. It's so much plastic. Wasteful. So
what,
much extra plastic.
You didn't use it at home?
Maybe you did, and maybe I did. It's a nice, cute little souvenir. But across the board at hotels, I think it's the most wasteful thing. Think about that. You're going to use a little bit of shampoo. How many times you go into a hotel and there's a little bit of shampoo missing? Very rarely.
The last time I went to the All-Star, last time I was at All-Star, all three of my pumps had body wash in it. Listen. I was like, I just washed my hair with body wash.
Somebody made a mistake.
Someone made a mistake, and these are the mistakes I'm talking about. This wouldn't have happened.
This is the magic, right?
Disney Genie is making me wash my hair with body soap.
But I feel like that was step one. And then step two, do you guys remember when you used to be able to receive packages for free? Boom, $5 a package. You know, so you couldn't send packages willy-nilly to your room, which affect a lot of people bringing in food. We'll talk about that later. Then it was the parking. You know, everything just becomes a little bit less magical.
My parents are the type of people that love doing the fast passes. They love like setting it up and working it out. I didn't love it. I love jumping the line. Of course, I love jumping the line, and I will likely pay to jump the line. I'm into it. I just don't want to pay for it every time I have to like make a decision about it. And also, I think fast passing really killed a lot of the magic of the parks for me. Like, I enjoy falling upon things and seeing things and being like, I'm going to stop for an ice cream. I don't have to run over to Barnstormer to get over there because, oh my God, we're going to not get to it. I think there is a beauty to like kind of getting rid of that because it was too much running around, in my opinion. I like to see some magic, but at the same time, come on, guys, can you give me some like, can you deliver on it if you're making me pay this much? Just please.
I want to know what happened to you. I want to know what terrible thing happened to your family.
You know, the truth is that it's become such a planning thing that my family spends a year planning it, going, we got to get this. We got to get your dinner reservations. You better get them everywhere because everyone else is booking them everywhere. And if we don't book them, then we're not going to get them. But everyone just gets rid of them the day before anyway. So we'll probably get what we want, but we better book them. And I'm like, well, we're part of the problem. Why are we booking all of these dinner reservations and then canceling them? And my mom's like, because you just don't know which ones are going to be canceled and which ones aren't. And then you're like, okay, so then it's February, you know, and my mom is asking me like, okay, do you want to eat at the Sci-Fi Drive-In and, you know, next year on Tuesday? And I'm like, I guess I do. I hope I do. I hope I'm not sick and have to go to get a headache problem or something. Like, I think that's it. It's just, you know, we used to be the people that would be like, all right, we got a plan. We're going to go in. Oh, oopsie. Now we're here. I'm eating a turkey leg and I'm just going to hang out and watch this like acrobat for a minute. That's neat. I miss that.
Right.
I think this genie plus is actually.
Well, it could be, but it seems.
Well, I mean, like, you're both saying the same thing. Like, you're saying that the genie thing is good because it's getting rid of the fast pass.
That's what I was
going
to say. Genie plus is going to, I think, help you get that freedom back because you don't have to plan 3 months in advance. And you can just, like, when you feel like having a fast pass, open up your thing and say, oh, look, there's one for pirates right now. Let's grab it instead of like having the whole bustle at 3 months ahead of time.
Yeah, but I don't like the pay per play thing. Imagine you pay like $60 to get your little family on Rise of the Resistance on there, and then you're with like some jack jerk. I was like, wait, I can't say bad things on this podcast. I was like, some jerk. And then you're like, and then I spent the extra $60.
Right.
I don't know.
But you could say the same thing about Universal's, you know, pay to skip the line thing.
Yeah, you can.
And there's still the option to get a virtual queue spot. They're not getting rid of Rise of the Resistance virtual queue. They're just also adding a skip the line option to it.
I'm just being miserable, and I think I have the right to be miserable.
Absolutely.
I spoke to my mom today about it. She says, I've been to Disney World every year since I was 15. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, it's hard for them to keep up, and they're like, they love it. Like you guys love it. And I just, there's something about it that just rubs me the wrong way. Maybe I'm just a socialist. I don't know.
I just feel like.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
Maybe.
I feel like there was something about going to Disney and everything was taken care of. You know, your luggage gets whisked away.
And lost.
There's transportation
they lose
everywhere.
Your car seat.
Didn't have to worry about this. Didn't have to worry about that. You can park here. You can do whatever. Oh, you want to send stuff to your room? No big problem. And now it's all in. Nope, you got to pay for it. Nope, you got to pay for it. So it just feels a little poopy, but I'm excited to see if this Genie Plus actually gives you that freedom, makes the standby lines faster, and makes your day easier. I really hope it does.
I feel like
there is an expectation.
I think that there's always an expectation. And I think that anytime any of these things change, do you remember how everybody flipped out and hated Magic Bands? Magic Bands were the devil. I listened to so many podcasts about how Magic Bands are ruining the magic. With all due respect, shut up. You know what I mean? Did that ruin anything? No, it didn't.
Oh, I love Magic Bands.
Well, there you go. But at the time when it came out, and I will once again go back to the same thing I always bring up. People just don't like change. It's like when Tower of Terror in California was closing down and they were going to make it Guardians of the Galaxy. I use this example all the time. Everybody flipped out. Everybody tore their faces off with anger and terror. The world was ending. The magic is gone. How could Disney ever dare do something like this to me? How could they do this to me? The thing that was 10 billion times better. Argue me that. Argue me that Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout is not a superior ride than Tower of Terror on the California Adventure specifically.
It is superior. I agree. Yep.
So listen, man, I once in a while open Twitter, and every time I open it, I go, man, why'd I do that? Everybody on here is just angry and miserable about everything. I'm just going to close this. Last time I opened Twitter, somebody was making fun of me for liking Disneyland. That was just yesterday. You know what I mean? And it's just like, really? We're just going to come out here and make fun of the thing that people like? You can make fun of me for the thing that I like? All right. If that's what you really need to do, I will just close this app. I don't know. Listen, Dale, I totally get what you're saying. Chris, I get what you're saying. I don't think it's as bad as all that. You're saying that the magic is gone. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, to me,
I'm not saying it's gone. I'm just feeling it's less magical.
Well, to me, what you're saying is less magical.
For it to be less magical.
Nah. To me, what you're saying is less magical. Having to book my ride 3 months in advance is crap. Like, that's crap.
I hate it.
So to me, this is more magical. So how about that? You know what I mean? Like, that's not anything. Like, having to plan every moment of your trip, that's magical to you? That sounds dreadful.
No.
Like, I'm with you, Dale. Like, I prefer to wander around and be surprised by things. And if I feel like going on Haunted Mansion, I'll head in that direction. And if I feel like leaving the park entirely and going to Disney Springs, then that's what I'll do. Like, I don't need, I'm not bound, I'm not cuffed to this, you know, this schedule, this insane schedule I've made for myself, and then I'm not frantically looking at my phone trying to get into another ride as fast as humanly possible. And I don't have to do that anymore. All that pressure is completely gone because FastPass is gone, which I think was the problem to begin with.
I'm kind of with you. I'm with you on the FastPass business. I just don't like being asked for money at every stop.
Right.
You know, I would prefer to just pay your money and be done. Don't ask me for the extra parking. Don't ask me for the extra. It's like you go to Disney, you're spending coin.
Yeah.
And I just wish I could get in and see their dynamic pricing and what they're doing and how it's working, because, you know, I work at a company that also uses dynamic pricing, and they also, you know, are ways with upselling tickets and places and things like that. And I just sometimes look at it and I go, like, is this really making us more money, or is the simpler choice, I want to go to the museum and it's $15 and everybody pays $15 and it could be $15.
I agree with that for sure. But again, our problem is capitalism. Our problem is the system. And I also think the system is crap. I agree. We should get rid of capitalism. This whole thing should be $15 for everybody. I get it.
$15 for everybody. Let's do it.
Well, that was my point, Dale. Like I said this before about the Galactic Star Cruiser. When the pricing came out, everybody again lost their minds and were like, "This is too expensive. This is out of reach. People can't afford this." And it's like, I hate to break it to you, but people can't afford a lot of things. There are a lot of people that can't afford the gas in their car to get to Disneyland, to sit outside and look at it, let alone pay the ticket to get in. So, like, what are you complaining about? You're complaining that you're the one left behind this time? Well, people are getting left behind. So your problem is capitalism. That's,
oh my God, it's getting dark.
It's getting dark.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's coming, rolling.
You know what
over.
I mean? Like, what are you getting mad at Disney? Like, for that? Okay. Well, I disagree.
You better deliver, though. That's it. If you deliver, then it's no big deal, baby. No big deal.
I'm just wondering what they're like. That's why I asked, like, what happened to your, like, what happened to you? Because, like, what didn't they deliver on? Like, what?
It just seems like, it just seems like each one of my trips has a bigger and bigger hangup, like a bigger and bigger problem where they go, "Yes, ma'am, we'll do this. No, ma'am, we won't do that," or whatever. And then the next thing you know, you're like, you know, I know that things go wrong. So let's not, I'm not some kind of like,
oh, for sure.
I'm not a princess who's like, oh my gosh, you know. And listen, as a matter of fact, I like when vacations go wrong, because I think it's very memorable. And I like those moments when you get stuck on a ride or something insane happens. I got stuck on Journey to Imagination. It was the best day of my life. Like, you know, I got to walk through and like walk next to Figment. Like I was like, come on, what's better than this? Super cool. So that was like a really big day. But you know, losing my kid's car seat when I just gave it to you, literally to walk it to my room, and then it's gone for a full day and I can't go anywhere. That's a problem for me, you know, and I know that that's just a little issue and it's just a little problem, but when you're only there for a couple of days and you've spent a crap ton of money, you know, granted I didn't have the car seat, so I didn't get stuck on the gondola thing, which is where I was actually headed to. I was actually headed to the first breakdown.
Remember that first big breakdown? Dale was there.
I was there. And I was at the hotel waiting. I was like, "Can I get the car seat, please, so I can drive over, because I want to go on the thing." And they were like, "We've lost it." I think it was Mary. I think a ghost said, "Hide the car seat. We don't want Dale to get stuck in that thing. We don't want her to have to poop in a little bag. We don't want her to have to do that."
I think this. So what you're saying is this.
What about her family?
You're saying this cast member that lost your car seat did something magical for you.
Saved my life. Saved me from pooping in a bag in front of my family.
Again,
it's official.
I was asking you for a problem, and you just gave me a wonderful story.
I know. But at the time, it really bothered me. And then I was like, oh. But then I didn't get to ride that thing because then it was broken for like a week. But yeah. I felt bad for the people that were stuck. By the time I did get the car seat, we were driving to it and we're like, wow, it's just stopped. I wonder what's going on.
Oh no.
All right. It sounds like we've all looked at different sides of the coin on this one. And we all agree there's goods, there's bads, and we'll seize. So, hey, is there more news, Miriam?
There is. Just a couple more things. Oh, my favorite thing in the whole world is coming back to Disneyland on September 3rd, and that is the Dapper Dans.
Yay!
I just had a feeling that they were going to surprise us for Halloween. Like, they weren't going to let us go another Halloween season without them, so... Very excited about that. That's
yes.
in a few days.
We were all getting a little scared for a while because there was like nothing on the dance, like
nothing.
Zero proof of life until just recently.
Yeah, they really kept us on the edge of our seats for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then our last piece of news, a soon to be Dapper Dan, the pod baby Tristan John Turner was born on August 29th. At 4:12 p.m. He was 7 pounds, 13 ounces and 20 and a half inches long. And congratulations, Kiara, to the cutest baby ever. Gosh.
He's very sweet.
He's so cute.
Our gorgeous little pod baby. Congratulations to in the middle of a fairy tale, Kiara. We're so happy for you and so excited. Let's get this baby on the show. Let's get this going.
Doesn't Tristan Turner sound like a Dapper Dan? Like, he's just
totally. He does, yeah.
Well, that's great news. That's huge news. Kiara, let's get this baby out on this show or just some pics. Let's just see some more cuteness. You know what I'm saying?
They brought him home today and his first outfit on the way home was a Winnie the Pooh outfit. So he's already Disney bounding.
So cute. So amazing. Is that the news, Miriam?
That's the news.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come right back with more sneaky tricks at Disney right here on the We Like Theme Parks
podcast.
Segment time. All right, friends, Disney, the prices are going up. Things are getting expensive. COVID, whoa, money, yikes. So how do you combat all this? Well, you bring Dale Boyer in to tell you some sneaky tricks on what you can do with Disney to be a little cheap, a little frugal, to save a couple of bucks, you know, because you want this Max Pass, right? You want the Genie Blouse. So you've got to have an extra 15 or 20 bucks in your pocket, right?
The Blouse.
The Disney the Genie Blouse. So, you know, you got to be ready for it. So Dale's got some great ideas. We all got some ideas on what we can do to be cheap and frugal. You know what? Miriam has none. Because Miriam's like, I'm just going to throw that money around. Forget being cheap.
I'm going to give you a couple tricks on how to spend more money at the park.
Well, Dale, do you want to lead things off with some of your sneakiest and coolest tricks to save a couple of bucks when you're heading over to Disney?
Yes. I'm going to start with my most controversial one. It's also, you have to do it in secret and you can't let anyone know you're doing it.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay. Are you even ready?
Yeah.
I hope this doesn't ruin it for all of us. When you go to the park, whether you're driving or whatever your situation is, take a toaster. Not to the park, to the hotels. When you're going to the hotels, take a toaster, okay? A toaster to the hotel because you can do so much with a toaster. Now, in the morning, you can have toast.
Yes.
And that saves you like a little bit of money because you can have a toast.
Yeah.
This is especially well if you're like driving and you bring like a Coolatron and you have like a couple like, you can put like a something cold because you have like a Coolatron. Coolatron is a cooler that can make things either hot or cold. Okay. So get a toaster and then you have a little bit of toast. And then when you come back later after you've been at the park all day and you've got a little bit of a sugar gut and you're like, I'm not right. I'm not, you know, when you get home back and you're like, I'm not right. Because you've had too much of a day, too much day on you. You bring out a bagel. You toast it up, you put some butter on it, and you have a toasted bagel in your hotel room. Don't tell anyone. You can't leave the toaster out. You get in trouble. So you got to put it away.
Back in your suitcase?
Got to put it in the drawer. Yeah, put it away. And then no one will know. And then you, the next morning, guess what you get to have? Toaster strudels. Have them toaster strudels. You're saving yourself like $50 from going down and having whatever, the fruit cup with the melon in it. Yes, toasters. Please don't tell anyone I told you. Go get a toaster.
I think if I can just jump on that trick, just make sure that you, when you put the toaster away, that you put it in a drawer you're not already using for your clothes.
And then you, like, responsible too. Like, don't put it away hot. Don't be an idiot about it. Like, give yourself time. Toaster isn't fast. Toaster's cheap.
Yes.
Yeah. Which also brings me to a Coolatron. A Coolatron is like a number one staple. If you can get a Coolatron, if you're driving there or whatever, if you're nearby, if you're driving, bring a Coolatron, because it's just like having another little fridge in your room. It's great.
What's a Coolatron?
Yeah, it is a cool.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Welcome to the 80s. I'm going to bring you there. So a Coolatron is a cooler that plugs into your cigarette lighter in your car, or you can plug it into the wall, and it has a little switch on it. So it's either going to keep all your stuff cold or it's going to keep all your stuff hot. So instead of throwing ice in a cooler, it's like having a little fridge. So you can have a little fridge in your room, or you can have a little hot. Like if you have leftovers that you want to keep hot for later, pop that puppy on the hot and just keep things nice and warm. And then you can have some baked ziti.
This is the sage advice of somebody who has clearly worked on a cruise ship and done a lot of touring.
Listen, I somehow didn't end up on the cruise ship.
Really? Oh, I'm surprised at that.
Everybody else did. Wow. So I didn't take a contract because I stayed back for somebody's wedding.
Some jerk.
Some
jerk she's sitting beside.
I never worked on anyone's boat.
Thanks, Dale. Wow. I'm going to my wedding.
But I did tour. So yeah, this is
tour. You were on a boat. I thought for sure you did one of those.
No, I was supposed to do the Epic and I didn't.
No, I'm so sorry.
I can kind of add on to Dale's trick because my mom always brings a coffee maker when we go
to
any hotel.
Yes.
And it's because their coffee makers usually suck. And and she brings coffee as well because their coffee is also terrible. Yeah. So she'll just like pack a little bag with her coffee maker and good coffee to go with it. So
I think that's a good idea because I heard people clean their underwear in coffee makers.
Disgusting.
Yes, I heard people do it. Kind of makes sense now that I've heard it. I'm like, that's a good idea. I'm not going to do it. It sounds like a good idea. Think about it. You got your stanky underwear and you're like, what am I going to do with it? I'm on this trip. Put it in the coffee cup thing, the carafe. And then you steam that hot water. And then you put a little bit of soap in and you're like, la, 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 la. Clean, gitch. It's disgusting.
Bad coffee.
It's disgusting. So I think people really actually do that. So I wouldn't use the coffee maker any of you.
Be careful, guys. No gitch coffee, but, okay?
Well, I haven't
doesn't
heard
the
that.
Bath water get hot enough? Like, that's gross, man.
Some people have really bad underwear problems.
It's a lot of some of these underwears need a lot of work, you know?
I'm not going to spread that around. You know, I think I have a friend, Kristen McGregor, who used to tour as well. And we ended up like we would tour opposite sides of the country and then occasionally we'd crisscross each other and we'd message each other. And we both together had enough. We figured out we had enough recipes to make a cookbook based on coffee makers in hotels. But like it was when coffee makers would be like you'd have a whole coffee,
like, good ones.
Like a pot of coffee, not like the ones now that are just the, like the Keurigs or whatever they call them.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
right.
A single serving. This was like we would get like instant mashed potatoes or like mac and cheese. Like we were making some pretty deluxo things in those coffee makers. And to hear that people were cleaning their underwear in them is a very disheartening.
It's a really big bummer.
Yeah. That really sucks to have to think about how much food I ate out of those things for years.
Hey, I want to piggyback on Dale's idea too. And I'll say this much. I love the toaster idea. I love eating out of the toaster the coffee machine is great. But I'll just, again, and I only mentioned earlier about Disney charging you to send packages. Mm-hmm. I still say, I don't breakfast at Disney. I send granola bars, fruit cups, try to get a package sent from Walmart. The Walmart order is key. If you can get it all in one thing, Maybe you're only paying $5 or $10 for the delivery, and it's there when you arrive, and you've got all the eats on the go, baby. Who has time to eat breakfast at Disney? I'm going to a park, son. So give me that granola bar. Give me that toaster strudel on the go. I just want it in transit. I want to eat it while I'm on the gondola. I want to eat it while I'm on the whatever, the TTC. I want to eat it en route. Okay. So ordering food, breakfast foods to your hotel room. Do it if you can.
I like
save
Dale's,
that money.
I like Dale's just quick shout out to toaster strudels as you ran that list and you got to toaster strudel. Just Dale behind you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the toaster. You gotta do it like a weave, like a waffle, like back and forth. I'm moving my arm like as if people can see me, but they can't.
Here's my first tip on how to spend more money at Disney. Don't do what Chris said, and especially not on Epcot Day. Go to the France Pavilion for your breakfast on Epcot Day.
I will spend
all the money in the boulangerie. That's what you
need to
do.
I will defer to you on Epcot Day. Yes, go to France for breakfast, without a doubt. Dale, do you got your next super tip?
My next super tip is you're going to first think I'm being silly, and then I hope you come along with me. I'd like you to all get in the time machine, go back and buy tickets 20 years ago, because I think my parents literally still have tickets from 20 years ago. They're still using them up. And it just makes me feel like when you have opportunities to kind of like buy into things, if you know you're going, then do it. I don't think the money works out a lot of times for the vacation club. I think if you're like balling and you want to do it and that's your lifestyle, go and do it. You know, we have family members that do it and they love it. But I think if you're trying to be an economy choice, I don't think vacation club's the way to go. But I do think if there are opportunities and ways when you get the opportunities to like buy non-expiry tickets or things like that, doesn't happen all the time anymore. But when you can, I think you should do it.
Yeah, usually those deals now, you have like a 1 or 2 year window.
No, I know. But sometimes things go sideways and then you're like, yeah, but you lost my car seat. And no, you saved me from pooping in a bag, but can you make my tickets non-expiry? And sometimes it works.
Wow. See, that leads me to another point with saving money. And it is this: ask for stuff. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. I've talked about this before. Dale just told you. She turned her regular pass to a non-expiry pass.
I did.
By talking to somebody about it.
Not in that situation, but in a different one. Yeah. I have. I turned an entire series, like a 4-day ticket into a non-expiry ticket.
Listen, this kind of magic can't happen if you talk to the right person. Just ask for stuff. Always ask for stuff. Ask for a free this. And sometimes it's going to happen. In fact, on my last trip, it happened more often than not. I was getting extra stuff. Hey, man, can you just throw in another drink? Yeah, whatever. Hey, it'll blow your mind how much free stuff. When you're checking into your hotel, ask for an upgrade. You might get one for nothing, just for asking. These guys all want to make your trip the best it can be. They know how much money you spend. You spend a lot of money. So ask. That's just a bonus tip. Piggybacking. It's a little extra magic. Hopefully that magic is still there, but I think it is. Ask for stuff.
I even got 30-year tickets at Universal once.
30 years?
30-year tickets.
What's that? What do you mean?
I had something happen to me at Universal. Okay, someone tried to rob me at Universal and there wasn't any.
What happened?
Someone tried to rob me at the Fear Fest at Universal. It was actually a bit traumatic. So someone tried to rob me, and then there was no one around. There was no like security or anything like this. And then when I was mad, and then so I went to front gate, and I was mad and customer service. And I was like, what the actual hell is this? And they gave me these tickets that didn't expire for 30 years.
Nice.
So, I mean, you have to get robbed to get them, but
we can fake this. So let me just for my own clarity, when you say 30-year tickets, like it's a 30-year annual pass kind of thing, or just like a set of tickets that are good? They're no expiry for 30 years.
Yeah, they were 30. They were no expiry for 30 years to come back to the park at a different time.
I see. Okay. Yeah. I had a friend who slipped on a patch of ice outside of a movie theater, and it was a big chain movie theater. And they, as an apology, they gave him VIP movie tickets. Like he could just come in for free to the movies, to a set of two. I can't remember if it was for 5 years or 10. It was a wild, it was a wild amount of time. And they were like, just don't sue us. Don't, here are free movie tickets for the next 5 years.
That is
he must really hurt himself.
Sure. He was fine.
I worked at a theme park for many years, and I remember it was always like, if something really bad happens to you at a theme park and they offer you tickets, consider whether you want to take the tickets or not.
Right.
If something gets really had, because that's your compensation at that point, if you've taken those tickets. So it's worth, right. If you had a really bad injury or something's really happened to you, that happens every day. The theme parks get sued every single day for damage to people's bodies. You know, maybe don't take the tickets, but maybe if you're just robbed and everything's fine and you didn't actually get robbed, you just got like really badly threatened at a park. And then your grandfather pulled you back before you went crazy because someone tried to rob you and your grandfather's 75 years old. If it's just, if that's happening to you, then maybe you might get 30-year expiry tickets.
I need, you know, I need, honestly, Dale, I want you, if you could please write a book of all of your wild theme park experiences. What is happening to you? Who gets robbed at a theme park?
My family does.
That's so
wild. My family does.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, hey, we got some more awesome tips. Dale, besides getting robbed, what's another way for our fans, our audience? Because listen, people listen to the show when they trip plan, you know, all the magical trip planning guys, people are listening, they're tuning in, they want to know how to save money when they're booking, when they're at the parks. What's another tip?
Another tip, and I feel like it was something that we've already talked about before, mm-hmm. is that you can get ice and water everywhere you go.
Yes.
So get that ice and water everywhere you go. You might be intimidated to ask, but please don't. There's nothing worse than being dehydrated at the parks. And the truth is just get, they're going to give you ice and water. So ask for it and get it and please drink. And then save your money for the fancy slushy thing.
Yes.
Or something awesome.
Yes.
Strong agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have strong feelings generally about people paying for water. I think that people shouldn't pay for water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just across the board. I think that's, I think it's so wild that we're made to pay for water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's
the
water.
Water to your house is one, but paying for like what, drinking water when you're, I mean, it just seems, it's too much to me.
Yeah, there's water everywhere. You can get it. You just go to a fountain and boom, you got it. So, and it's everywhere.
That's a great tip.
And it's free. I like that tip.
I think those are my tips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, do you have any tips?
For saving money? No.
Yeah.
I'm bad at that. I'm like Miriam. I can give you tips for spending more money. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's give a few of those.
Well, hold on. I have some tips for saving money. This is all about saving money. This is you dollar bills.
Our listeners want to hear about how to spend their money too.
Well, they're about to, so I'm sure they're going to be okay with it. How about this? How about not staying on property? I mean, they've just taken away Magical Express. They've decentivized staying on property a little bit. Why not stay off property? Save a few bucks. You know what I mean? You can stay at a perfectly nice place, especially if you're doing Disneyland. The Strip is full of awesome hotels that are literally a 10-minute walk, 5-minute walk across the street.
We never stay at the Disney hotels in Disneyland.
Yeah.
I don't know who stays at those actually.
Totally agree.
No one I know.
I have a very fond memory. I prefer to not stay at the Disneyland hotel. There, I have a very fond memory. I had just finished tour and I had gone from the east coast of Canada to the west coast of Canada. And I finished up in Victoria, BC, and then hopped on a plane and went to Disneyland. And I had, obviously, I had just been on tour. I had so much laundry to do. And I was in, I think, a Super 8 in their laundromat, just like I got in late and just doing laundry and just being that close to Disneyland. And then waking up the next morning with fresh laundry and putting on freshly washed clothes for the first time in a while. and just walking over to Denny's and having eggs over my hammy and then heading over to Disneyland was just honestly like I have a very vivid, like I can't tell you the feeling when I think about that, the feeling and the smell of that laundromat like are live in my mind forever.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's all nice things. The smell of the
Listen, there's no more fast passes, right?
There's you just have to buy them now.
No, but I'm saying there's not attached to your hotel. It used to be, hey, you booked a hotel, you get the 60-day thing, that's gone. So that's less of an incentive. The Magic Express, less of an incentive. I'm just saying there's less value in staying at that Disney hotel. Take a look somewhere else. Yeah. You might find a better value. And there's great places to stay.
Yeah. That reminds me of another one to save.
Please.
Ways to save.
Jump in.
Ever since I was a kid going to Disney World, they have always had an off-property outlet store. So I would suggest every time you go to Disney World, at least, you've got to go to the off-property outlet store. Not only is there a lot of cheap like merch and stuff that you can get there, but sometimes you can get some really cool stuff that you don't see or is off-season that you're like, oh my gosh, this is just the greatest. I always feel like that about Halloween stuff there. We go at Halloween, but sometimes we're not there at Halloween and I want to pick up stuff that's, you know, cool animations things or whatever, things that happen, you know, and I think that those outlet stores are great. I love it.
Yeah, I wish we had one on the West Coast. I feel like we send all of our stuff to the one that's at Disney World.
Yes, yeah. A lot of Disneyland stuff is there. I also always like, because we have people in our family, like kids in our family who like to do pin trading. So it's a great place to pick up a bunch of pins because you get cheap pins at the outlet and then they can go and they can trade all kinds of stuff. So you're not starting with this like really expensive investment for pins.
Yeah.
I think another beautiful thing about staying off property. I recently stayed off property and at Disney World. And there was this, it wasn't a Disney licensed outlet. It was a big neon sign that said souvenirs. And I went inside and they had the kitschiest of kitschy things. And they had some Disney stuff. They had some knockoff Disney stuff that was very funny. I highly like, yeah, if you want to get the real deal, yes, the Disney, I agree. The Disney outlet store is such a beautiful, wonderful choice. But also, you're going to drive by one anyway. Please, please go into one of those and just look at the weird seashell Mickey Mouses that somebody has made. I love
it.
They're so
Have you seen the one with the giant wizard on the building?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And the one with the gigantic mermaid on the building? They're like really close to each other.
Yeah.
So a lot of times if you go to a place like Golden Corral or something like that and you're having like a $6.99 steak fiesta.
Yes.
If you're doing that, having just so many hush puppies, you don't know what to do about it. So if you do that, when on your way out, there's like usually these books, right, that have like all the coupons in them, like $5 off Pirates Cove Golf and things like that. A lot of times there's coupons in there that you can go to those stores and they just give you a free gift for going in. So amazing. You can go into like the wizard place and say, I've got my free gift, I'm here. And they'll give you, it's usually like a keychain or something. And it's just fun because you end up with like this really kitschy keychain that you never would have bought in a million years. And then it stays on your keychain for like 15 years. Fun. Yeah.
Super fun.
Fun.
Love it. And I can say with my heart of hearts that I've been to Golden Corral in Orlando with Dale and her family.
Yeah.
And it's hush puppy heaven.
That's fair.
And the Fajita Festival, let me tell you, good times. $6.99, can't beat that price, right? I'm just saying.
Is it all you can eat for $6.99? What is $6.99?
Hell yes, man.
Yes, it is.
I got to go. Yes. I've never been. I have never
and then
been
to this. Here's another cheap tip for you. If you want to go to Golden Corral and get the dinner steak, just go at like $3.45, pay the lunch, and then you end up there for dinner.
just hang out for a bit.
Just hang out for 15 minutes. Dinner starts at 4. Just hang out for 15 minutes, and then you're getting the steaks.
They don't stop you. They're not like, okay, in 15 minutes, you got to pay up a little bit.
No, but here's one thing I will say about Golden Corral, 100%. If you are going to go to Golden Corral and do any of this shenanigans or go there, tip your staff well.
Yes.
I'm not kidding around. Just because you're getting a $6.99 meal, Golden Corral employees deserve a good tip because people treat them like garbage and they don't deserve it and they're lovely.
Strong agree.
There you have it. Guys, this was Dale Boyer and all her mastery of cheapness when she's in Orlando checking out Disney World. Guys, take a tip, try it out. Let us know. Hit us back. What's up at We Like Theme Parks? We want to know if the cheapness worked out. Did you hit up Golden Corral? Did you tip well? Let us know. We want to hear it. Did you have a hush puppy? Important stuff. All right, okay, friends.
Hold on. You can't just have a hush puppy.
No. Correct. Pardon me, Mark. You're very right. All right, friends. Well, hey, that was a super fun episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you had a good time, rate, review, subscribe. Why not? It's just like the nice thing to do, right? We're staying in a horror scary house right now. We're terrified. Give us a review. It helps out. If you have a segment idea or just want to say, hey, what's up at welikethemeparks.com. Tell us how many hush puppies you had when you were at Golden Corral. You can always find us goofing around on Instagram at We Like Theme Parks. And you can find us on Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 5, Secret Show, noon, Sundays. Don't you miss that one. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. You can check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
Yeah! Guys, Dale, Boyer, Boyer, pick whichever one you want. Dale, where can we find you and what you got going on?
I have a bunch of stuff that's not out yet, but you may have already seen me a bunch in a commercial for the Bucks. Go Bucks. May they win forever. May my commercial play forever.
I'm sorry, for the Bucks, the basketball team?
Yes.
That's right.
You're in a commercial for a basketball team?
I was in a commercial for a financial institution that is connected to a basketball team, the Bucks, and I love them so much. I love the Bucks. Go Bucks. And if you saw a commercial with a lady sitting in her bed looking at a bunch of Bucks stuff, that was me.
Making bucks off the Bucks. I love it.
Yeah. I love them. Bucks everywhere.
But otherwise, I have nothing because everything's in post-production, so you'll have nothing to say.
All right, you can check out Dale on Instagram at
Dale C. Boyer.
There's the spot right there. Check her out. So for Dale and Miriam and Mark, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And all together,
we
like
Theme Parks.
That was pretty
woo-hoo.
Good.
Woohoo! Hush puppies.
It's a hush puppy.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.